how much angst is there? Because there's a lot in what we love to call Leaf Nation, a lot of angst over the salary cap situation your team finds itself in. Just under $5 million bucks left under that cap. Two relatively big names to sign in Nazem Kadri and Cody Franson. How much angst is there in the front office?
Well, let's start with the date. It's August 1st. And the reason there's angst is because there's so much information available now. And, you know, the days of Cap Geek and NHL numbers, and everyone has what they believe is the information, and it's not quite the information, number one. You'd have to look at roster size to start with. Everyone is claiming you have to have 23 players on your roster. You do not have to have 23 players on your active NHL roster. You have to have 18 skaters and two goalies. So that's number one. So you've got more flexibility than you think you have, and really, more than anything, it's the timing of this. It's August 1st. We're 5 weeks away from the rookies getting going in London with rookie camp. And I firmly believe that these things will get done. Claude Wiesel has done a magnificent job of managing the cap throughout. And you're talking about a business that we've improved as a hockey team this summer, we feel, and we've done it with a 9% decrease in salaries. That's a necessity. I mean, what business, if we're going to walk into your business right now and say, okay, by the way, guys, we want to keep all the staff here, but there's going to be a 9% cut in salaries, and you have to do it in the next 3 to 4 months. These things take time.
You mentioned, Dave, that it's August 1st. Do you have, though, a timetable in mind with yourself and your staff and Dave Nonis when you'd like to get deals for Kadri and Franson done so it's done and put to bed before a certain date?
I don't think it works like that. I think, you know, conversations continue. You do have to take some point to breathe during the summer. And I know Claude in particular, the amount of time invested in the arbitration that just, you know, was set to go on Tuesday was a great deal of time and energy spent on that. So I think there's got to be some ebbs and flows to this in terms of the conversation on both sides.
You happy with that result from the, well, what turned out to not be an arbitration with Mark Fraser?
I think it's a pretty fair result. Mark has been a very valuable part of our team, but it is only 1 year and with us, and he obviously played a good role for the Marlies the year before that, but no, I think it's a very fair number.
How does his signing affect the future of John Michael Lyles or the organization?
I think it'll all play out. I mean, John Michael Lyles is a professional. He is a true professional. He is he's great on and off the ice, and he had a little bit of a down year, but you could relate that to a concussion that he had. And never maybe quite being the same after that. Those factors play in, but he showed a resiliency through his career, and I think people in the past, you know, have looked at him and said, you know, where does he fit? And he finds a way to fit.
You've given us a good indication now already, Dave, about what it's kind of like from the inside, and the fact that there may not be a lot of hand-wringing at this point because it is just August the 1st. When it comes to the conversations that are being had. When Dave Nonis took over as general manager, that could have been, would have been perhaps an opportunity to make a coaching change if he so desired. Based on the fact he didn't, one could assume that there's a comfort level between him and Randy Carlyle. And again, much of the talk has been about how the team that's being assembled is a Randy Carlyle type team. How much input does the head coach have in these conversations?
Well, I think the conversation is very good. You have to remember that I believe Davey hired Randy in Winnipeg. He was his minor league coach in Winnipeg. And he was the one that gave him permission to go to Anaheim in the first place. So they go back a long ways. And I think there's a, you know, people forget that. There is a long-time relationship. But I think the conversation that goes on is constant and is very, very healthy. And you don't, in any one of these places, you have to be respectful of what the other people are doing. The management has to be respectful of coaches, and coaches have to be respectful of management. I don't think anyone gets exactly what they want all the time. It's conversation that leads to decisions, and Randy's very involved, but not to the point of saying, you know, here's what I want, go get it today. That's not the way it works in this business by any means.
And now you're allowed to, as I believe, you're allowed to be 10% over the cap. Until what date through the CBA do you have to get down to that number, Dave?
Okay, now you sound like an agent. You know, you've got 10% in the summer. It's, why worry about the money? Go spend it.
Exactly.
Well, you know, by the first day of the season, when it's reckoned, you have to be under. But you have to be under, guys. That's the problem. It's easy to say, well, you can go 10% over the summer. But what makes it easier to purge that 10% in September when everyone thinks they have a team capable of contending. You know, you're going through camp and it's the most optimistic time of the year and kids are emerging, and it's maybe more difficult if you were going to say during the last 2 weeks of September, okay, guys, we were 10% over in the summer, but now we've got to get down. That's a very, very difficult process.
Dave, good of you to join us this morning. Are you going to get any downtime this month before the season actually does get going?
I am going to get a little bit. I'm headed to Bratislava on Sunday for the U18.
That's downtime?
You know what? Bratislava this time of year is pretty nice.
Okay,
guys.
Okay.
It is, but it's the Ivan Hlinka tournament. It's the first world look that we get at next year's draft in this calendar year, and it's all 96 birth dates. It's a terrific, terrific tournament. It's a great look because then you can chart the progress through the year, and then back from that in a week, and then it's pretty good from then until. But it's, you know what, it's constant, and we in the business, it's a labor of love, and you know we're doing something that we love to do, and it's not like anybody shuts it off totally in this day and age.